CBSi on the World. I'm John Batson with Gene Marks in the wonderful paradise of Philadelphia. Gene and I grew up in Philadelphia. We're homeboys, though I have left. I reflect fondly of listening to the 1964 Phillies in the last 10 games. It's burned in my imagination. However.
Fondly,
except for the fact that that was the Gene Mock breakdown. Okay.
Yeah.
And why is it that you love teams more for not winning than you do for winning? It's odd. However, Philadelphia's a winner.
It's happening right now. So the Phillies were in first place last weekend, and now they're like 4.5 games out in just 1 week. So
it's a contest, Gene. We watch it carefully. We go to the question of the virus and back to work.
Yeah.
Mixed picture again. As with the macro numbers, I'm seeing no uniform policy. This is for the big city, New York City. Also for colleges. I do not have children in university anymore, but I do have information about graduate schools and undergraduates. A very mixed picture. Heavily vaccinated, the young people. Their parents are heavily vaccinated. And yet, masks are recommended here and not there. One testing positive doesn't shut down a dorm or a school. And so the question is, does this translate into the office environment? Do we go back to the office in a mixed or staggered fashion? Let's talk about how offices are managing vaccinated or not vaccinated. Is there an insight yet, Gene?
Well, it depends on the offices that you talk about. If you're talking about a big corporation, the Facebooks, the Googles, the big accounting and consulting firms, across the board, they are either contemplating or they have already pushed back their returns to the office. They're doing it to, it used to be we're going to return back after Labor Day. Now a lot of big corporations are pushing that back as far back as January when they're going to mandate a return back to the office. And there's a few things that's driving that. Their workforces tend to be younger. So there's people prefer, they've been asking for years to be, having the flexibility and mobility to work from home. And now they've got a good thing to lean on, which is COVID. There are obviously, health concerns of coming back to the office, but also, I think a lot of the big corporations are more concerned with the liabilities of bringing people back to the office, John, where they could get sued, if somebody gets COVID because of their back to work policy. So that's what I'm seeing. Now on small businesses, it's really the opposite. First of all, it depends on the business. If you're running a small business, you can decide what you want your policy to be. So if you require people to be vaccinated before they come back to work, you can do that. If you want to have everybody back to the office 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, you can do that too. It's completely up to the policy that you have. And what I'm seeing is it depends on the workforce and the culture of each of the companies that are doing it. But I can tell you this much, people were talking about working from home, John, well before COVID. And a lot of the, older business owners who make up more than half of the business owners in this country, were resisting it because it wasn't the way they were used to doing things. And then they suddenly realized like, hey, this actually does work. So a lot of my clients before that were resistant are now saying, okay, we do want people to come back to the office, but we're now open, to designing a good work from home policy. And so I am seeing a lot of business owners come up with work from home policies that allow employees to stay home for a day a week or 2 days a week, something like that, but still have to be in the office a few days a week. So it's small businesses themselves, they're bringing the workers back more, but they are coming, they're becoming more flexible and allowing people to stay home for a day or two a week, more so than ever before. Big businesses, because they're afraid of liabilities as a big company, they're pushing off that return until January. It's up to you and what you want to do with your business.
The very powerful OSHA, Occupational Safety and Health Administration, is recommending workers wear masks, whether vaccinated or not, in the work environment. Is this something that we can generalize about small business and masking, Gene?
So, when I look at OSHA, it's not a requirement, it's just a recommendation. And by the way, John, be wary of OSHA. They're going to get a big budget increase this year, and they're going to be updating a lot of their safety rules to include COVID and some other things, but that's another issue altogether. What do we do about masks in the business? Again, it is your decision, and you want to take the stand as to how comfortable you want it to be for your employees and for your customers. My recommendation is, I'm seeing everywhere I go, employees wear masks. Maybe it's theater, maybe it's not. Maybe everybody there is vaccinated. If you have a consumer-facing business, you're going to want to require your employees to wear masks because people are coming in and out. And right now the narrative is Delta's everywhere and people are concerned. At the very least, they want to see that the workers in the stores and the restaurants they go into are wearing masks. Now, if you're running a business that's more B2B, in other words, you know, you've got people, you know, inside in cubicles that are, you know, selling to other businesses, there's not consumers coming in and out. Most of my clients, in fact, all of them, they're not requiring masks of their employees. They're, you know, they've got their own vaccination policies, and they're saying to their employees, as soon as you come in the building, we're good. I was at a client yesterday, there was not a single mask in sight, because that's what their rule is. No rule. You we're not requiring masks. So again, consumer facing businesses, you know, I think you really have to have your employees mask up because it looks good.
Finally, an item that isn't about the virus, an article in the Philadelphia Inquirer written by this fellow Gene Marks about performance reviews for small businesses. What I like about this, Gene, is that young people need to be told they're doing a good job. And one of the ways to do that without obvious flattery or finding that people think, well, what, he didn't say that to me, he said it over there, but look what I did, is a performance review. Is that recommended for small businesses, for small shops where everybody knows everybody?
100%. I mean, listen, John, I mean, you know, I'm going to jokingly say, but kind of tongue in cheek, this is a generation, you know, the people that are in their 20s and even into their mid-30s, these are the people when they were playing Little League, everybody got a trophy, even if they wound up in last place, okay? That's the way that we as parents brought them up, right?
Right.
So they like that, and this is a generation that's used to constant feedback and encouragement as to how they're doing. Then they start working at these companies where they only get a review once a year. They sit down with their supervisor, if at that. And it's disconcerting to a lot of people. So the big trend in performance reviews, John, is ongoing reviews. I mean, yeah, you can have formalized reviews once or twice a year. But now the HR systems that you buy, the feedback systems that are in place is that you are taking notes and giving feedback to your employees as you're going along.
We have 30 seconds, Gene. Does it improve the morale of the company? Can we demonstrate that?
100%, because when employees are getting their feedback, you know, on time, they can adjust and fix things and they know it and they don't have to feel like they're in the dark. So I spoke to, you know, three or four people for the article that are HR experts and HR managers, and across the board, they said, you've got to be doing performance reviews frequently and throughout the year. Document it and communicate it. You'll have a much more happier workforce.
All right. Gene and I are going to give performance reviews to each other right now. Gene, you're perfect. You're perfect.
Yeah. A plus to you, John. A plus.
Gene Marks, the small business columnist for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, and for the Philadelphia Inquirer, our hometown newspaper. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.